Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
The word translated anxiety comes from a root that means to be drawn in different directions. We get pulled two different ways. Much of our anxiety comes at the point of making big decisions, because if you make a bad decision, it can have lifelong consequences. But God hasn't allowed us to see the future, so we agonize over important decisions. So what do you do with that kind of anxiety? Well, one of the first principles we learned about anxiety was that you use the good kind of anxiety to energize you to do what needs to be done. Anxiety is emotional energy. It exists to get us off the dime and do the hard work that we need to do. When you're facing a hard decision, the hard work that needs to be done is the work of wisdom. You need to gather the information that's relevant. You need to study the wisdom literature and the scriptures, especially Proverbs, so that you can become skilled at making decisions. What Proverbs does is it shows you which things are more important than other things, which is crucial for making decisions. So if you have a decision and you're weighing the pros and cons, and one of them involves relationships and the other one involves money, then if you are a wise person and you learn from the book of Proverbs, you'll place a lot more weight on relationships than you will on money. But you'll place a lot more weight on money than you will on comfort and ease. And you'll place a lot more weight on righteousness than you will even on relationships. So Proverbs teaches us how to set all those values so that when you weigh the pros and cons, you know which pros are more important than other pros and which cons are more severe and so on. So you learn wisdom that way. You learn wisdom by the school of hard knocks, by experience. You learn wisdom by talking to people who have already gone through the school of hard knocks. You talk to wise people and get their counsel and weigh that and heed it. You spend time in prayer. You seek God's guidance. Those are all ways to utilize wisdom. It's hard work, and we need anxiety to motivate us to do that hard work. Now, once you've done that work, you're still left with the fact that you can't see the future and you can't guarantee outcomes. You can make the wisest possible decision, given the information you have, and still have a terrible outcome, right? Maybe the wisest decision is for you to get in your car and go drive to Walmart and buy something, and you get halfway there and a drunk driver runs a red light and smashes into you. And now you're a quadriplegic, and you look back on it and say, man, I wish I hadn't made that decision. But given the information you had, it was the wisest decision at the time. So what do you do with the anxiety that you have over the fact that you can't control outcomes, you can't even know what outcomes will be, you can't anticipate them? You can make an educated guess through wisdom, but you can't know for sure. Well, there's a two-part answer to that. First, realize that the priority in decision-making is to follow God's guidance. But here's the kicker. God does not promise to guide us into the most favorable outcome. See, we're making decisions. That's what we want, right? We want the most favorable outcome. We're saying, should I buy this house or that house? Well, we want the one that's going to be the best deal and that's going to go up in value and it's going to work out best and we're going to enjoy it the most. Or should I marry this person or not get married? And we want our life to be happy. We just want good outcomes. That's what we're mainly looking for when we make decisions. That's not what God promises to give us when He promises guidance. Instead, over and over in Scripture, God promises to guide us into His way, the way of righteousness and holiness, the way that pleases Him. And sometimes the way that pleases Him can be right through the dark valley of suffering. So pray for guidance and realize what it is God's guiding you to do. He's not guiding you to the most favorable outcome, the most prosperous outcome. He's guiding you towards holiness and Christ-likeness. Now, here's where that can relieve anxiety, because at first that doesn't sound very anxiety relieving. You hear that and you think, oh, brother, I might follow God's guidance and walk right into a brick wall. Yeah, that's true. But here's how it relieves anxiety. When you make a decision, the only thing that really matters eternally is not the outcome as much as pleasing God in the way that you make the decision, right? Your motives, your values, what things you value more than other things, your goals, your attitudes, and those are all things that are within your control. You can't know the future, you can't control outcomes, but you can make a decision based on godly attitudes and motives and values and all the rest. So you decide, I'm going to buy the Ford instead of the Chevy, or I'm going to buy a house in this town, or I'm going to take that job instead of this job. It was a really tough decision, lots of pros and cons to both jobs, but you said, okay, I'm taking that job. if your motives for taking that job were good, God-pleasing motives, and if you were valuing the right things, if your attitudes were right, if you were holy and righteous in the way that you made the decision, then you're good, right? If God is pleased, if he's looking down on that decision and smiling, how much could the outcome really matter? I mean, once you've pleased God, you're there, right? I mean, you've reached your life goal. And the outcome really isn't all that important. That's how you can relieve anxiety in a hard decision. Realizing that pleasing God in the way you make decision matters a million times more than the outcome of the decision. Now, that's not to say the outcome doesn't matter at all. It still does matter, and that's why God gives us wisdom and wants us to walk by wisdom. But far more important is pleasing God in the way you make the decision. And isn't that a relief of stress? Isn't that great to know that a good decision is not dependent on the outcome? It's only dependent on the way you make it? So those are the first two principles. First, you use wisdom. Use the anxiety to drive you to utilize wisdom. Do the hard work. Secondly, you make the decision in a righteous way, and you hold that as the highest value and the most important thing. And then thirdly, trust God for the outcome. Just trust him for the outcome. Don't worry. Once you've done those first two things, then it's all in his hands, and he's a good God, and you can totally trust him. And the more you do that, the more that pleases him. He's already pleased by the way you made the decision. Now he's even more pleased when you can just sit back and rest and relax and say, you know what, whatever happens, I'm fine with it because it's in God's hands, and I trust him. That's how you make great decisions. And when you do it that way, you don't have to worry about anything. All right, so that covers anxiety caused by hard decision making. In tomorrow's podcast, we're going to look at how to deal with the anxiety that comes from guilt. What happens when you fail, you sin, and you've got turmoil in your heart because of past failure or sin in your life that's got a hold of you right now? How do you deal with that kind of anxiety? So I hope you can make it back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening. We pray these principles from the Word of God are helping you find the peace of God as you draw near to the God of peace. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.